Hello, this is Alexandra Aaron, author of Tales of Emu. I've just finished recording a creation tale, the first in a set of them that I wrote from the perspectives of different religions within the Emu universe, the universe of Tales of Emu. This particular one was chosen because it involves the human god. One of the more common questions I get asked about my work is the pronunciation of the names of the gods, which all start with the same letter, a letter that does not exist in English. I spell it K-H. But that's meant to be taken as a single symbol, as if it were a ligature in typographical terms. If you were a schoolchild reciting your alphabet, you'd say it as ki. And because the divine letter starts and ends the alphabet, you'd be going ki a b c at the start and ending with x y z ki. That information has shown up in the story, and it's led some folks to mistakenly believe that you'd say the name of the god in question as Kiersis, or something similar, but no, that's not how letters work. Depending on where you live, the last letter of the English alphabet may be Z or Z, but Z-O-O, or Z-O-O, is always Zu, not Z-U or Z-U. The name of a letter usually contains its pronunciation, but it isn't its pronunciation. If you're not a native speaker of Pax, you're probably better off just treating the divine letter as if it were a plain old vanilla K. Kersis. Trying to add phonemes to your repertoire late in life is an uphill battle, but if you want to know the exact difference between a K and a K, say the words Dark Herald. Now take out the pause in between them. Dark Herald. Now drop the Dar. Herald. Can you hear the key? Well, you and I aren't native speakers, but that's how it works. Thank you for listening, and thank you for reading Tales of Emu. I'll be recording the rest of the creation tales in that set throughout the week, but I'm not going to wait till they're finished to start putting them up. You can hear the first one immediately at, directly below wherever I've posted this, or if you're hearing this elsewhere on the web, by going to www.talesofemu.com. Thank you.